are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
I want to talk to you this morning about framing your world. I believe a critical message for us in South Africa, because there are many naysayers and doom prophets in South Africa. But I want you to know today that God is in control, even when seeing things do not seem to be in control. Everybody in life starts with a blank canvas. When you are born, this is your life. No past, only a future. Now it's up to you to frame the picture that you want, to frame your world, to determine the colors of this world. Well, South Africa, we don't have the greatest past, but I want to show you today that we can change our future by using the authority that God gave us. We can determine the colors of tomorrow. We can determine the colors of the economy. Come on. We can determine the colors of our young people in South Africa. God has given us the authority. We have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So it's time to color in your world with bright colors, with light colors, with beautiful colors, because you have the power to change your tomorrow. Say a good amen. Mark chapter 11, verse 12, the Bible says, "Now the next day, when they had come out of Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing from afar off a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season of figs. In response to it, Jesus said, 'Let no one eat fruit from you ever again.' And his disciples heard it. Verse 20, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, remembering, said to him, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed.' Now Jesus did not go to the fig tree and curse the fig tree. He spoke death over the future of the fig tree. So Jesus answered and said, 'Assuredly, I said to you, have faith in God,' or have the God kind of faith. This is how God's faith operates in the earth. For verily I say unto you, whoever says to the mountain, 'Be removed, be cast into the sea,' does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says." He will have what? He will have what? Everybody say. No, you're not saying it. Everybody means everybody. Jesus said, "You will have whatever you say." We are not called to talk about our problems. We are called to talk to our problems. Because if you talk about the mountain, it will grow. If you talk to the mountain, it will go. Our words are powerful. More powerful than you can ever imagine. These are the keys that Jesus gave us in Matthew chapter 16. "Behold, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Have the faith of God, or have the God kind of faith. Operate in life the way God operates in life. And then secondly, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Keys, the authority, kingdom of heaven, God's modus operandi. So this morning I want you to say it again. Say, "I have the keys." Well, you have the keys to release things, and you have the things to close things. You have the keys to loose things, and you have the keys to bind things. Luke chapter 10, remember, verse 19 says, "Behold, I give you authority over all the power of the devil to tread on serpents and scorpions." Family, don't we have to fight the devil. We merely need to enforce his defeat. That means we need to keep the devil under defeat. Amen. I mean, it's like sometimes people say, under the circumstances, I'm doing okay. Well, you're not under the circumstances. You're above the circumstances. You are seated in Christ in heavenly places. You are the head. You are not the tail. You are above. You are not beneath. You are going over. You are not going under. Come on, because the Bible says, if God is for you, who can be against you? Come on, if you believe it today, give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. So in Genesis, we see that God made man in his image, in his likeness, to be just like God in the earth, to operate on the principle of dominion. Dominion means to be in control, to be in charge, not to be dominated by adversity, but to dominate adversity. We don't dominate people, we dominate the spirits behind the people. We use the authority Jesus gave us through the words of our mouth, exactly the same way our God did in the beginning when he created the earth. Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning. How did God create this beautiful word? Just recapping, how did God create the heavens and the earth? When there was nothing, when there was darkness, when there was chaos. How will we create a beautiful future in South Africa? Where will we start? In the midst of chaos, the midst of darkness, the midst of uncertainty. Jesus gave us the authority, the church. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Isaiah 59 verse 19, he said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. We are the people that should not talk against the government, but the people that should pray for the government. We are the people that should pray for a peaceful solution in our nation. Come on. We have the power, not the devil. We frame our future by the words of our mouth, by the prophetic declaration. We have the authority. Amen. Say amen. The authority over your marriage, the authority over your business, the authority over your children. So how do you raise a great child? How do you start a great business? How do you create the future that God plans for you? Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. How? The Bible says the earth was without form, or the earth became without form. Because God never creates anything imperfect and void. And darkness was on the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, if I don't get there, remember that. But remember Ezekiel, when God brings the prophet Ezekiel to the valley of the dry bones, which shows the state of the nation of Israel, God says to him, can these bones live? He said, Lord, you know. Then what does God say to him? Talking about an entire nation. God says, prophesy to them. And then the Spirit of God was activated. So in the beginning, the Spirit of God was there waiting for God to declare. This is how God created the heavens and the earth. How many people still debate whether God created the heavens and the earth? They said everything started out of the Big Bang. Well, who started the Big Bang? I mean, how did it just happen? It takes more faith to believe in evolution than it takes to believe in God. More faith to believe there is no God than to believe there is a God. The Bible, that's what David said. The fool says in his heart there is no God. Because you look into the heavens, you look at the stars, you see that some genius creator had to create everything, because everything is perfect. Come on, creation is perfect. The animals are perfect. Birds always sing in harmony, except if a hardy dog comes, the only false bird ever, just to give us a hard time in South Africa. So the earth was without form, void. Darkness was on the face of the deep. Then and the Spirit of God was hovering. Then God said, everybody say, then God said. Then God said. What did God say? God said what he wanted. Have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, so ever shall say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe the things he says will come to pass. He will have whatever he says. He will have whatever he says. Verily I say unto you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe the things that he says will come to pass. He will have whatever he says. Verse 22, the preceding verses. Have the faith of God. Operate the way God operates. How does God operate? In the beginning. How did God create this beautiful heavens and the earth? Well, the Bible tells us very clearly. Bible tells us. God, he spoke the world into being. God said, let there be light, and there was light. We're not going to talk about a revolt in South Africa. We're going to speak about a revival in South Africa. We declare the tide. Oh, come on. The tide will turn in South Africa. If you believe it, say amen. Shout, give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. So God said, let there be light. There was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day. So God says, and God calls. Yes, understand that nothing happens without somebody saying something. That's why the bill they want to pass in Parliament now, 90% of it is good against hate speech. They should not stop preachers from preaching the gospel. But they should stop hate speech. Because hate speech activates something in the hearts of people, because people don't think anything until somebody says something. Bible says grievous words stir up anger. Tunisia, Egypt was overthrown because of words, not words spoken, social media. The words on social media that incited people to rebellion. I mean, if your wife fights with you and you don't fight back, end of argument, right? Hopefully. Except if it's Al's wife, she's going to continue to shout, Al, Al, Al. But then you're the brother of Proverbs. You go live in the wilderness. Or you build your office in the top of your house in a little corner up there with a rope up there so you alone can get up there. She can't follow you up there. Words. Think about words. I mean, you're having a wonderful day until you get an SMS. Or you're having a bad day until you get an SMS. Words. People come into a church, they leave sad or mad or glad. Amen. CRC. Hallelujah. Hearing the good news of the gospel. Hope for the future. So your words are extremely powerful. Your words are creating your life all the time. Your words are framing your world, your tomorrow. We can't change yesterday, but that's how we were born. Like this, with a blank canvas. No child is born a racist. A racist is made. No child is born inferior. Inferiority is birthed by somebody telling the child you're inferior. An education system designed to teach a human being you are inferior, but we all are created in the image of God. Every man, woman, and child, black, white, yellow, pink, we all come from one blood. We all come from God. We all were created equal before God. Oh, come on, CRC. In the name of Jesus, there is no difference. Skin pigmentation does not define who we are. We all created in the image of God. And we are all created to operate in this earth the way God created in the beginning. Whether you're a student, whether you're a businessman, whether you're black, which I've never seen, there is no black person. I mean, your hair may be black, but you just have pigmentation in your skin. So get over your skin color. Hello, come on, help me. There's no white people, a bunch of pink people. That's what I see. Different colors of the rainbow. Created in the image of God. Beautiful diversity in our nation. Come on. Beautiful complexity created by God together. This beautiful rainbow that reflects the light of God to our world. That's who we are. Defined by in the beginning. We were created in the image of God. In the likeness of God. So I want to tell you, like David said, you are beautifully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You need to begin to declare it and speak words of hope and words of life over your future. And picture to paint the picture that you want. I'm black and I'm beautiful. I'm tall and I'm handsome. Come on. Come on. I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm comfortable the way that God made me. Oh, come on. Shout amen in the name of Jesus. Created in the image of God. Created in the image of God. Created to operate in this world like God. Now, I understand people in the world go on a rampant. But if you're a Christian, you should live differently. You have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You live by different rules. That's why the gospel is the hope of the world. We have to preach this gospel to young people like never. Preach this gospel where people are still bound by racism. Preach this gospel of generosity. Gospel of wealth distribution. It's the gospel becoming part of the solution. Say amen. So God said, let there be light. There was light. Then God said, let the firmament in the midst of the waters and let them divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament, separated the water in the heavens. It was like a perfect atmosphere that God created, and then God brought separation. And the Bible says, thus God made. This is how. Be imitators of God, Ephesians 5. This is how. Well, you can choose to operate like God or you can choose to operate like the world. But as a child of God, you are called to operate in life the way God operated, how God created something beautiful out of chaos, out of confusion. God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass. Amen. Not that kind that you smoke. Like people say, well, you know, the tree of life. No, that wasn't the tree of life. All things may seem good, but not all things are lawful, the Bible says. Not all things are expedient. So you don't want to go on a high smoking that grass. You want to be on a high with Jesus Christ. Amen. Because there ain't no high like the Holy Ghost high. Come on. Hallelujah. So this is how God created. God released heaven's authority in the midst of chaos by the words that he spoke. Let there be light. Let the waters bring forth. Let the earth bring forth. He framed the world he wanted. A beautiful, colorful world by the words of his mouth. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, the Bible says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God. Your marriage framed by the word of God. I should never have married this wife. Your marriage framed. I can't see hope. Your future framed. I'll never get a job. Your future framed. Have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, so ever shall say unto this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe the things that he says will have whatever he says. God believed, and then God said, and God said, and God said, and then God saw. What you say believing, you will have in your life, in your future. Listen to me. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Family, we frame our world by the words of our mouth. Think about your world. We color the canvas of our life by the words of our mouth. So God is this beautiful picture. Perfection. Perfect marriage, career, life, country, government. And then the devil tries to spoil this future by sowing seeds of fear and doubt and unbelief and hate and violence into the hearts of people. And then when we begin to utter those words, we put in to this beautiful world that you are painting, excuse me, we suddenly begin to... We mess up our own world. Somebody stands up and makes a speech of hate, and suddenly everybody is back to being divided. Emotions are stirred by the words that we speak. Because as human beings, we were created with power to action things, positive or negative, light or darkness, through the words that we speak. Because we were created in God's image. When we speak words of life, God watches over those words and he performs it in our life. When we speak of words of death, the devil watches over those words and he brings chaos and confusion in our world because of the words that we speak. Life and death, Proverbs 18:21 says, are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. So if your treasury is full of hatred, hatred will come out and you will cause a lot of strife, a lot of division. That's why leadership should be righteous. Leadership should have a heart that is established in righteousness, so that you never speak on your own behalf. You speak on behalf of all people, black, yellow, white, pink. Oh, come on. Somebody that loves South Africa, say amen and give the Lord a praise in this place. You may not like the white person, but God likes him. What you gonna do when you get to heaven if you don't like black people? You're not going to go to heaven. Because Jesus made it very simple. If you can't love the one you can see, how can you love the one you can't see? Stop being a hater. Become a lover. Stop being a curser. Become a blesser. Choose your words carefully. Speak words of life over your future, life and death. Blessing and cursing. It's in the power of the tongue. Say amen this morning. Come on. So your words are very powerful. God called what he wanted into being. He did not talk about the darkness. He called light in the place of darkness. He called fruitfulness when there was barrenness. Romans 4 verse 17, the Bible says, when God spoke to Abraham, I've made you the father of many nations in the presence of him whom we believe, God who gives life to the dead by calling those things which do not exist as though they did exist. We don't talk about our problems. We talk about our promises. We declare the future that God has for South Africa. Hebrews 1 verse 3, the Bible says, talking about Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Family, we uphold our future by the words of our mouth. We uphold our marriages by the words of our mouth. We build or we break down by the words that we speak. We color our world. So you're having a great life and then you begin to open your mouth and you speak words of darkness. you lose your job, and rather than saying, my God shall supply all my need, you begin to declare, I have no job, I'm never going to get a job, I better leave South Africa, go to Australia. No, you have the keys, you have the authority to change your tomorrow, to speak the future that God promised you, to declare words of life and not words of death in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody say, God bless South Africa in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We uphold our future by the words of our mouth, the future of South Africa, the future of our young generation. I prophesy you will have jobs. I prophesy a vibrant economy. I prophesy change in the name of Jesus, a positive economic growth. We're not going to talk about junk status. We're going to talk about a blessed South Africa, a South Africa overflowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Come on. We're not going to repeat what angry people are saying. We're going to declare what God says. Have the faith of God. Let the weak say, I am strong. We were created to live like God. We were created to imitate our Heavenly Father the way Jesus did. When Jesus showed up, heaven's authority showed up. He said to the storm, peace, be still. He spoke to the demon, out in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. He released heaven's authority with a declaration of the climate of heaven in Jesus' name, because he understood the power of the words of your mouth. When you open your mouth, you affect your future. Your words over the garden God gave you, your marriage, your sphere of responsibility, your business, your health, your mental disposition, your words impact your life. Your words affect your world, the spiritual world. Your word binds your angels, or your word releases your angels. Your words brighten up your life, or your words will darken your life. How many of you know, if you say it long enough, even if you feel well, you say, I'm not feeling well, I'm not feeling well, I'm not feeling well. By the end of the day, you're going to feel bad. I mean, I was sitting on a boat with Pastor Glenn. He wasn't getting seasick, so I psyched him out. I said, Glenn, you're getting white. Glenn, you're getting whiter. You're getting yellow, you're getting green. Suddenly, Pastor Glenn believed what I said. And the next minute he began to call for George. I spoke him into something he didn't want to be. People get spoken into what they don't want to do. They show up innocently and words impact them to do things they never thought they would do. Power of words. Life and death. When God sent Israel to spy out the promised land, remember, God said, see the land that I'm giving the children of Israel. See the land, a land of milk and honey, a beautiful land. The spies went out and they spied out the promised land and they came and they said, it is a good land. It is a beautiful land. South Africa is a great land. But there are no jobs in South Africa. There is no future in South Africa. We have no tomorrow in South Africa. And spoke about the problems and not about the promises. They came back after God said to Moses, send 12 spies. That's why leaders must be men of God. Leaders must be men of faith. Leaders must be men with vision. Leaders must be men with foresight, positive. I sat with one of the political leaders and I said to him, stop attacking, give vision. Tell us what your vision is. What is your vision? What is the South Africa you see? Where does the white person fit in? The black person fit in? The young person fit in? Give this country a vision for everybody and watch how people will rally together and people will rebuild this country. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Vision. So God said, see the land, what it is like. See the land. See the land. See the land. They came back, the great land, but there are giants in the land. We be not able. In our own minds, we were like grasshoppers, and so we were there. The Bible says they came back with an evil report. An evil report is a report of unbelief. The Bible says the 10 negative spies caused, listen, the hearts of the people to melt. A whole generation, 3 million people, perished because of the power of an evil report. Two said, we be well able, let us go up and possess the land at once. 10 said, we are not able. It's a bad future. There are giants in the land. Impossible. Bible says nothing is impossible with God. Bible says the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. For with God all things are possible. Oh, come on. I want to hear a little bit of faith in your voice, a little bit of faith in your heart today. Come on. Because if one suffers in this country, we will all suffer. Come on. We have to rebuild this country together as God's people. Come on. We have to cross the bridges we have not crossed. Cross the racial barriers we have refused to cross. Reach out and become the children of God, the hope of the world, the light of the world in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Gone are the days where you can sit and shine in a building. Pray this prayer with me today. Believe with all your heart. Everybody in this place, all our churches, pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Christ. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the dead. I open my heart and I invite you now to be my Lord and Savior. Forgive my sin. Wash me in your blood. Give me the power today to be a child of God. Set me free. Thank you that I'll never be the same again. Thank you for loving me just as I am. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for cleansing me from all unrighteousness. I am your child now and forever. I put my life in your hands. In Jesus' name, I'm born again. I am forgiven. I love you back, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.